The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by SimTrainer.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirstie Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good afternoon, listeners, and welcome to this Saturday afternoon broadcast of Shooting from the Hip. I'm Jeff Pedro, and I'm from SimTrainer, the Dayton area's first indoor range and firearms training center. You can visit us on the web at sim-trainer.com. You can stop by the range, which is located at 2031 Dryden Road in Moraine, or you can give us a call at 937-293-3914, and we'd be more than glad to discuss with you any of your firearms-related needs or interests. We have a lot of information we want to get out to our listeners today, and I'm going to start off today's show by reaching out to Ohio State Representative Steve Huffman, who is now Senator-elect Steve Huffman, who's going to talk to us a little bit about some interesting legislation relative, I believe it's HB 228. Steve, are you on the line with us?
Yes, sir.
Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about HB 228, kind of how it was, its origin, and some of the hurdles that you've overcome to get it to the point where it is right now.
Well, House Bill 228 was voted on last week, 65-32, has passed the House from Representative Johnson and La Tourette. And basically, people are calling it, you know, a stand your ground bill, which I would agree, but I think it's more of a an expansion of the Castle Doctrine, that you can stand your ground. It expands to where you can do that at.
Okay. I know we've had a lot of confusion over the last 5 or 10 years, ever since the Trayvon Martin case in Florida, about what stand your ground actually meant. And we've told people all along, in the state of Ohio, which is what we think people need to be mostly concerned with, in order to use deadly force, you have to have three criteria. And the first one is you're not at fault for creating the situation. The second one, and we describe that as the most important element, is you have to have a reasonable good faith belief that if you don't use deadly force, either you or someone else is going to be seriously injured or harmed. And then third element was you have currently no duty to retreat. And a lot of people get confused about that third element. Could you talk a little bit about how this bill will affect the law, if it becomes law, relative to that third element and the overall self-defense in the state of Ohio?
Yeah, and so right now that you have the Castle Doctrine in your home or your vehicle, you do not have to retreat, and you can defend yourself. But this expands it to any place that a concealed carry is legally allowed to carry a firearm. So it does not expand in any way any new places that you could carry a firearm. But if you're there lawfully, you do not have to retreat. You can stay and defend yourself.
Now, I know from reading some of the excerpts of the bill, there are some other provisions. Could you talk briefly about some of the other provisions that this bill contains?
Yeah, I think some of those are great provisions that have been lost. And one is the burden of proof of claiming self-defense from the defendant to the prosecution. So before, you know, if they brought a lawsuit against you for defending yourself, you had to prove your life was in danger, somebody you're with was life in danger. Now that has shifted to the prosecution, because you should be innocent until proven guilty, and that's what this law does. But also adds other penalties for, like, a straw purchase. Somebody goes out and buys a gun for me so that I can go commit a crime. It will be a subject to a third-degree felony, 36 months in jail. So there's kind of stiffer penalties if you go out and obtain a firearm illegally.
So basically that's just an enhancement of the penalties for the laws that are already on the book. They're just making it more more detrimental to the individual who chooses to go that route. Let me jump back to your comment about the burden of proof shifting to the prosecution. I was a police officer for 30 years, and I carried the burden of proving beyond a reasonable doubt that an individual committed the crime through my, you know, putting my case together with the prosecution and presenting the case in court. And I believe that's how things are around the country in 48 or 49 states, and we're one of the only couple states that have a different burden. It seems like we're just going to get in line with what the rest of the country is doing. Is that kind of your summary of how that provision would basically take our current law?
I agree that a lot of these things are done around the country, and we're just getting in line with many of the other states. And so it's not a real progressive law in the sense that, you know, we're not the first state. We're one of the last to do many of these things in this bill.
Right. Now, I understand from a lot of commentary that the governor is in opposition, and he's already threatened or outright stated that he's going to veto the bill. Is that what you've heard?
That's what I've heard. And so the difficult about this is we passed it the week before last. I believe the Senate will take up its first hearing here at the last week of November and hopefully pass it out the first week of December. Then the clerk has 4 days, will take about 3 to 4 days to get it together and send it to the governor's desk, and he has 10 days to veto it or sign it.
So
that puts us about December 21st, 22nd. Uh-huh. And anything that we pass, we can override that veto. We have in the House, we had 65 members. You need 60 to override the veto.
Right.
But the problem may come down to timing.
Uh-huh.
So if the Senate doesn't do this quickly, the governor's not going to veto it quickly, and we just may run out of time before Christmas, because anything after January 1st, we have to start all over again in the next General Assembly.
And we've been there before, haven't we? Unfortunately.
Yeah, we've been there before with different things. And, hopefully, we're going to have a new governor. And Governor-elect DeWine has said, essentially, on all pending bills, he's just not going to comment. But hopefully, as a law enforcement officer himself for many years as
right.
Attorney General and prosecuting attorney, he'll see the value of this, and if we need to, but hopefully we can get it done here in the next a few weeks.
And I'll tell you, Steve, I know that you're now going to be Senator-elect instead of Representative, and we elect legislators to go over to Columbus and get things done, and it's very frustrating as a tax-paying voter when we see year after year things get to the brink of passage, and then for a lot of reasons, many political, other strategic moves on the part of certain interest groups, things kind of stall, die down, and it doesn't get done. And I realize we're faced with a very close deadline here. Do you think that the Senate, do you feel comfortable that if it gets to the veto point that the Senate has enough votes to override the veto?
I'm confident that they do. The Republicans hold a 24-9 majority right now in the Senate, and they only need 20 votes. So I'm confident they have enough votes to override the veto. If hopefully we'll have enough time.
Good. Is there anything else relative to this bill that you think our listening audience needs to hear about?
No, not really. I mean. One thing about your hands, you know, if you have a concealed carry, it eliminates your requirement to show your hands at all time to the officer, because that was kind of a gray area for people if they had a concealed carry. So it would eliminate that aspect too.
Is it going to eliminate it, or is it just going to make it so that it's got to occur within a reasonable amount of time, and that they're going to look at the totality of the circumstances versus, I mean, it makes no sense. As a retired law enforcement officer, even though I was very supportive of the bill initially, I'm appreciative of the fact that anybody shows their hands when they're in the presence of a law enforcement officer. And I'd hate to get to the point where we have some of these people who are trying to make a case to result in a lawsuit that might get them some money, that they're just going to go ahead and purposely try to kind of manipulate that provision. Is it actually going to be a case where they're no longer required to show their hands? Because that seems to go counter.
No, you're right. It's a reasonable insight in a reasonable amount of time, so that some people I think the world of most people with concealed carry, and they're going to do the right thing, and but sometimes they forget they have it.
Yeah.
They forget they need to get their hands up, and there's that gray area, and you know, it has to be done in a reasonable amount of time.
And I realize, too, that the progression of a traffic stop goes from the initial confrontation between the officer and the citizen, and then some information exchanges, and the person's nervous, and then the issue becomes to how soon did they advise the officer. And I know that that has created some unfortunate circumstances in the past. So I feel that when a person is well-intentioned, they just simply forget. This kind of language will hopefully help clear that up and make it so a person's not going to go to jail and lose their right to carry a firearm because of an oversight.
Another interesting thing here is that you know, people are renting homes and houses and things, and they cannot have a lease that prevents them from having a gun in that premise, because some people rent, you know, have to sign a lease, and that requires it, and that will not make that illegal now.
That'll make it an unacceptable provision for a landlord to require that the individual renting the house not have any firearms on the premises. Yeah, that's kind of ridiculous, too.
Right, because because you're renting the house, you still need to defend yourself.
Absolutely.
And you need to defend where you live.
Yeah.
In all those things.
Yeah, and in many cases, it's probably even more so. So that's another good provision. But there are several provisions that are in this particular law. But I think, as you described, the two are the expansion of the Castle Doctrine and the burden of proof shifting from the individual, proof beyond a reasonable doubt, to prosecution. Or I'm sorry, on the individual right now, it's preponderance of the evidence that he was justified versus what it should go to is a proof beyond a reasonable doubt that the prosecutor would then carry that burden of proof, as is the case in most other criminal matters and certainly in cases around the state. Steve, I want to thank you for joining us today. I know you got a busy holiday weekend schedule, but is there anything else you'd like to talk to our listening audience about, particularly relative to your new assignment and how you're going to proceed from this point?
No, I'll be around representing Western Montgomery County, Miami, in Preble and Southern Dark for the next 4 years, and I'll keep you up to date how it goes through the Senate in the next few weeks.
We sure appreciate it, and we're going to kind of keep track, and you feel free to give us a call or an email to let us know, because we'd be more than glad to report to our listeners, because it's something I'm sure they want to hear about. So thanks for joining us today, Steve.
Hey, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah. I want to remind our listeners that we're so lucky to have people like Representative Huffman who stay up on things and, more importantly, want to get the word out to all of us on what's going on, because we hear things, we see things on the internet. Many times it's inaccurate information. I've had people call me about this bill being passed already, and in fact it's only passed the House, and it still has, as he mentioned there, quite a ways to go. So when we come back after the break, we'll talk a little bit more about that issue and several other issues. And if you want to give us a call here at studio, you can call us at 457-1290. That's 457-1290. We'd be more than glad to talk with you about anything that's on your mind. You're listening to Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
You put in your time. You paid your dues. Now don't settle for basic Medicare coverage. With CareSource Medicare Advantage, you'll never worry about whether you have all the important benefits you need.
Don't worry.
This is the peace of mind you've been waiting for.
Be happy.
CareSource Medicare Advantage has great features, even comprehensive dental and fitness benefits. And thanks to affordable fixed copays, there are no monthly surprises, and best of all,
don't worry, be happy now.
No worries. Take advantage of hospital, doctor, dental, vision, prescription drug, and hearing coverage in one convenient package. Our comprehensive dental coverage includes dentures, root canals, and crowns.
Don't worry, be happy.
This is so much more than basic Medicare. To learn more, visit caresource.com/Medicare Advantage. Enroll through December 7th.
CareSource is an HMO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in CareSource Advantage, zero premium HMO, CareSource Advantage HMO, and CareSource Advantage Plus HMO depends on contract renewal.
Sim Trainer is the Dayton area's premier indoor shooting range and firearms training facility. Sim Trainer is a members-only facility featuring 10 individual shooting stalls and a mechanical target retrieval system. Their range is also climate controlled for your year-round comfort. Sim Trainer offers both pay-as-you-go and year-long individual and family memberships. They're also proud to offer reduced-rate memberships for law enforcement and military. Need training? Sim Trainer holds unique and innovative firearms training courses, including the award-winning First Shots program, a concealed carry course, and an advanced five-course handgun series. Sim Trainer is open Monday through Sunday. Check the website, sim-trainer.com, to find out more, or call 293-3914. Sim Trainer, the Dayton area's premier indoor shooting range and firearms training facility, 2031 Dryden Road in Moraine, just across from DPNL. Online at sim-trainer.com.
When the kettle whistles like that, it means it's done.
Oh, right.
You've got that thousand-yard stare. At 1 a.m, what gives?
It's Medicare. I need to pick a plan.
I get it. You used to have an HR person for this sort of stuff.
Exactly. And now?
You're the HR person.
I don't want to be the HR person.
You don't have to be if you pick Anthem Medicare. With their shopping tool, you just answer 8 simple questions to find a plan that's best for you.
Are they actually simple?
Yeah, no PhD necessary.
Sounds good.
Now, what are we drinking? A little passion flower action, what?
Whatever my wife buys.
Okay, not a tea guy. Got it. Go to bed.
For all the things that keep you up at night, Anthem Medicare has a solution, like their simplified online Medicare shopping tool. 8 simple questions to find a plan that's best for you. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Rest easy. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield is the trade name of Community Insurance Company. Anthem is a Medicare Advantage and prescription drug plan with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Anthem depends on contract renewal.
Amazon's Black Friday sale is on now, with deals in every department, low prices, and free shipping on millions of items. Whether you're prepping for a festive get-together, buying gifts, or simply getting a little something for yourself, we've got everything you need. Amazon's Black Friday sale. Shop now on Amazon.
Starts now. Get 60% off everything and 50% off clearance styles at Gap Factory. Plus, don't miss logo favorites from $9.99 and sweaters from $14.99. Save big at Gap Factory. And at Banana Republic Factory, save big with 60% off everything, including clearance. Stock up on cozy sweaters from $19.99 and outerwear from $39.99. Black Friday deals start now, only at Banana Republic Factory. Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store, or shop us online.
Message and bigger rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Dayton? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple 3-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Dayton area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Dayton is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin for Integrity Water Solutions in my Kinetico system. My Kinetico softener I've had for over 10 years. It's still working great. And since it doesn't regenerate in the middle of the night, I always have soft water for my shower no matter how early I wake up. We've also got the Kinetico drinking water system. You know, everything starts with the water, and it's the whole house approach that sets Integrity Water Solutions apart from the rest. Give them a call today at 320-7460. 320-7460 Integrity Water Solutions.
Buying a car or truck? You kick the tires and we'll kick out a great rate. Abbey Credit Union has auto loan rates as low as 3.29%. This offer is good on new and used vehicles. Visit us in Vandalia or Troy or at abbeycu.com. Yeah! That's the sound of small business owners who just found out that Abbey Credit Union is now providing free business checking. Stop by your local branch in Vandalia or Troy or visit at abbeycu.com.
The largest selection, amazing service, and the best prices. That's the Black Friday sales event at Key Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram Trucks, and Fiat. Move the whole crew and save up to $8,000 on a new Chrysler Pacifica. Save up to $7,000 and go off-roading in a new Jeep. Tow your boat, help a buddy move, or just enjoy the great ride and luxury of the all-new 2019 Ram pickup and save up to $11,000 or save gas and money on a new Fiat starting at just $15,900. Stop in or visit us 24/7 at TobyAuto.com. I'll see you at Key today.
Scattered showers possible throughout the remainder of the morning hours and into the early afternoon, but by the time we get into the late afternoon and evening hours, actually starting to see some clearing occur out there. High temperatures today, 52 degrees, and the breeze gradually calming down as the night goes on. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to the show, and I want to thank all you listeners who are tuning in while you're watching the Ohio State game. You understand that while you're watching the game, you don't need to listen to the game, and we've got a lot more useful information for you than they'd be giving you anyway, but we appreciate you tuning in today. I want to tell you a little bit. I only have a few minutes before we go to our break at the bottom of the hour, but I want to let you know about some great holiday weekend sales that we have ongoing down at the range. We chose to kind of start our sales early. We had a lot of early birds that carry on through the end of the weekend, but the particular one that carries on through the end of the year is our training passes. We have two training passes. We have Training Pass Plus and Training Pass, and the Training Pass Plus is a package whereby you pay $500. That's for handgun 1 through 5, and you get a free 1 year unlimited access to the range. So you're saving $250 by getting that pass. And remember, you can use that if you want to extend your membership from when it expires, or if you've already expired or about to expire and you just want to extend it beyond, you can go ahead and get the training in addition to the 1 year membership. And the reason we do that is we want you to truly come back and practice the things that we teach you in class. So we're encouraging you to do so by letting you have a full 1 year to come to the range as much you want to do so in an unlimited capacity. The basic training pass is quite a deal also. It's primarily for people who are relatively new to the sport, but we offer in that pass a combination of the basic handgun class and the concealed carry class. We also provide you with free rental of the guns and all the ammo that you will need for both of those classes. In addition, ear and eye protection, but then we also give you a quarterly membership so that you can, again, come back and start practicing what you learn in those classes and get you maybe interested in developing better skill and or certainly practicing what you've learned and getting to a very high level of competency. So those two training pass options are available to not only members but also non-members, and it's great savings. In the case of the training pass, plus, as I mentioned, that's a $750 value for $500. In the case of Training Pass, you're getting well over $300 value for $200. So if you're interested, please stop by the range and pick up your Training Pass today, and then you can start. If you decide to hold off and schedule your class later, you'll be able to do that, and you can schedule it whenever it's convenient, either between now and the end of the year or next year. So there's no hurry based on, you know, some of you may not know your schedules. But that's what I wanted to make sure that everybody was aware about. We're going to need to take our next break for the hour, but when we come back, we've got some special guests here in the studio, and we're going to talk about the Ohio Hunter and Trapper Education Instructors Association and some of the great things they have going on. But when we come back, we'll talk to them. You're listening to Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
Fox News, I'm Joe Chiro. Thousands took to the streets in Paris, staging violent protests against a plan to raise fuel taxes.
French President Emmanuel Macron plans to raise taxes on fuel next year. Now, if Macron gets his way,
a gallon of diesel would rise by about 25 cents next year, after rising 30 cents a gallon this year because of tax.
Fox's Ryan Chilcote. Police used tear gas and water cannons on some protesters. The Camp wildfire in Northern California is now 95% contained after burning out of control for weeks.
For the first time in days, the death toll did not rise. It currently stands at 84, but the number of people considered unaccounted for, that number is going down where it sits at 475 people.
Fox's Jeff Paul. Persistent rain that's plagued rescue crews is finally starting to taper off. This is Fox News.
Now, the three big things you need to know, the top stories we're following this hour. The Warren County Police Department are investigating a deputy-involved crash early this morning. Emergency crews responded to the crash on State Route 123 at Settlemyer Road in the township of Turtle Creek just before 7:30 this morning. A 16-year-old reportedly struck the back of the deputy while he was waiting to make a left turn. The University of Dayton basketball Flyers fall in their finale of the Battle for Atlantis tournament yesterday, losing to Oklahoma 65-54. And overnight and early morning showers have left the Miami Valley damp, but a majority of the rain is lightened to a sprinkle or stopped completely. You're never far from Dayton's top stories. I'm Kayla McLeod, WHIO, continuing news.
Hey, it's 3 a.m. and the ticking clock seems as loud as a jackhammer, and instead of dreaming about marshmallow clouds and, I don't know, running with antelopes, you're having night sweats and worried about your parents and their medical bills. They're older, you're stressed, I get it. But losing sleep over a few questions about a medical bill isn't going to help. What will is knowing your parents have Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. They provide real people to talk to who can help, right then and there on the phone. It's this really crazy notion Anthem likes to call doing the right thing. So your parents will get the care they need, you'll feel more confident than ever, and those antelopes, well, they're about to get their running partner back.
For all the things that keep you up at night, Anthem Medicare has a solution. Real people empowered to get you on the right track so you can rest easy. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Rest easy. To learn more, visit resteasy-anthem.com. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield is the trade name of the Anthem Insurance Companies, Inc., independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Prepare for critical changes that are impending. Don't fall victim when those changes happen. Several critical interest rates will be announced in the upcoming weeks. When rates go up, you could lose $25,000, $50,000, even $75,000 of your hard-earned money. As an associate, you need to learn the facts about your lump sum payment. Come see me. I'm Mike Martinez, president of the Pension Group. Don't let what happened in 2016 happen to you now. Losing tens of thousands of dollars. If you don't know what these segmented rate increases could do to your pension, call me and let's set up a complimentary consultation. Alleviate those worries and fears now. Let us be there for you at the Pension Group, 937-669-7094. You cannot afford to not know the facts. 937-669-7094. Don't face it alone. Call now to set up a one-on-one meeting with me, Mike Martinez, at 937-669-7094. 937-669-7094.
Investment advisory services offered through the Pension Group.
Did you know that when you buy a mattress from a retail store, that mattress is being sold for the second time? What do I mean? Well, the manufacturer sells the mattress to the retailer, who in turn sells it to you, with costs and markups for both parties. At the Original Mattress Factory, we have our own factory right here at our store. So the mattress you buy is being sold for the first and only time. That's why our prices are hundreds less than the mainstream mattress brands. Stop by one of our factory locations or visit us at originalmattress.com to see for yourself.
It's been a full day. The to-do list is done, the kids are in bed, the dishes can wait. Right now, this moment is just for you. It's your chance to unwind. It's your end of day ah. At the Original Mattress Factory, we're proud supporters of the end of day ah, and we want to see how you relax at the end of your busiest days. Share your posts on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with the hashtag end of day ah for the chance to win a $1,000 Original Mattress Factory gift certificate. Relax, you've earned it.
Scattered showers possible, a bit breezy with a high temperature of 52 degrees today. We have the skies clearing out overnight tonight and possibly leading to some areas of fog developing by the morning hours tomorrow. 39 degrees for the low temperature tonight on Sunday. Some sunshine early, then clouds rolling back in and a chance for rain arriving around sunset. High temperature on Sunday, 56 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7, WHIO.
Get local news when you want it. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO have flash briefings now available on your Amazon Echo.
Welcome back to the show, and if you want to get in on today's show, please call us here at the studio at 457-1290, and we'd be more than glad to talk with you. Right before the break, I mentioned that we had some special guests with us. We have two gentlemen from the Ohio Hunter and Trapper Education Instructors Association. Back in August, we had them on the air to talk about a fundraising event that was going statewide, whereas they were raising funds for the Hunter Education Program in the state of Ohio. With me today in the studio is Al Overholser, who is the fundraising committee chairman, and one of his instructors, John Sess, who's a volunteer hunter education instructor and a retired Cincinnati Police Department. Gentlemen, thank both of you for being here on the show today.
Thanks, Jeff.
I want to start off today by letting our listeners know that this drawing was for 10 guns, and I'm going to start off by referring the next minute or two to John Sess, who's going to go over the 10 guns that the individual has the opportunity to win in today's drawing. John, if you'd be so kind.
Well, thanks, Jeff, for having us on. And the 10 items that we're going to raffle off, number one is an 870 Wingmaster in 410 gauge. Number two is a Marlin 336C in either 3030 or 35 Remington. Third item is a Marlin 1895 and 45-70 caliber. Number four is a Remington 1187 series in either 12 or 20 gauge. Now the fifth item comes with two barrels. It's an 870 Express combo. You can either have 12 or 20 gauge. Either gauge, you'll get two barrels, one slug barrel, one regular barrel. The sixth item is a Ruger American Ranch Rifle 450 Bushmaster. Number seven is an American Alaskan rifle in 338 Lapua. Number eight is an American Rimfire 22 long rifle, Muddy Girl. The ninth firearm is a Thompson Center muzzle loader. And the 10th item for you bow and arrow people, it's a Barnett Deluxe crossbow.
A lot of nice prizes there. Al, if you would clarify for our audience, this is kind of a unique raffle in that there's not going to be first through 10th and you pick one of those 10 guns. Instead, explain how the prizes are going to be awarded.
Well, we decided that we wanted to have everybody feel like a first place winner because, you know, when you go out and you get your first buck or, you know, you pretty much get that, wow, I really got something, you know, and it's something you remember for years and years. So what we decided to do with our raffle this year, or our initial raffle, and we plan to keep it this way year after year, is the 10 rifles or the 10 items that John just named off, I'm going to be picking 10 winners. And each one of those 10 winners, no matter whether you're first, second, third, fourth place, you still have your same choice of any of those 10. So there is no first place. Well, there's 10 first places, but there's no second or last place. So hopefully everybody's going to feel like I got what I wanted, not getting something left over.
That's relatively unique, Al. I think it's a great thing. And we'll talk later on about what the proceeds are going for. But let's go ahead and give that tumbler a rumble. And let's go ahead and draw those names. And you just call them off as you draw them.
Sounds good, Jeff. Let's see here. Get this thing open. Okay, first winner is Jim Lining. Second winner, Dan Hahn. Third winner, Harry Campbell. Fourth winner, Martin Sharinsky. Fifth winner, Kevin Lacey. Sixth winner, Mike Thornton. Seventh winner, Trevor Ritter. eighth winner, Rex Burlingame or Burlingham. Ninth winner is Kevin Church. And last but not least, we have Lisa Anderson or Adon. Lisa Adon.
Okay. Al, I know that we have phone numbers listed there, so I assume there's going to at least be one way. You're going to go back home, and you're going to give all these people a call till you reach them. And then you individually, I imagine, or somebody on your staff is going to take down their selection, and then arrangements will be made for them to get access to their gun. How's that going to work exactly?
That's correct. After I get home from the show today, after the Ohio State game, and give everybody a little chance to calm back down from this win that I know we're going to get, I'm going to be giving everybody a call. If I don't reach the people today, I'm going to go ahead and try for, tomorrow. And I'll continue to try and contact this person for at least 1 week. If I still cannot contact that person, I'm going to draw another name, and I am going to contact them from there. If you've heard your name called today, and I do not call you, feel free to just email me at fundraising@ohteia.org.
Give it one more time.
And like I said, the email address would be fundraising@ohteia.org.
That's a great raffle. It's a great cause. John, let me jump back at you just briefly. We talk about the Hunter Education Program. Why are you a part of it, and why is this so helpful?
Well, I've been lucky enough to be a hunter most of my life, and I understand the importance of getting a good education for anything you do, especially for hunting because of the presence of firearms. The licenses are not being sold as many as they used to, so we want to get the numbers back up. And it's just a fun time to teach the young people and the middle-aged people who have never hunted before about the outdoors and a safe way to enjoy a hunting experience.
I know firsthand from my own personal experience, I wasn't a hunter till the recent years, and none of my other older kids did, but my youngest son, we went through the Hunter Education Program. We both got excited about it. We've both been on hunts. So is it your experience that even for people who have not had any familiarity with guns, they're not gun people, they don't have guns around, they've never hunted before, maybe they never had anybody in their family, could somebody still get excited about hunting if they are in that category coming to your program?
Absolutely. They're going to get a chance to understand what it's like to ethically take game, how to clean the game, how to prepare it. And there's a lot to be learned, not just about guns, but about the outdoors, habitat, conservation, preservation. So we cover the gamut in our classes, and everyone who goes through the classes thoroughly enjoys it.
Al, can you give me an idea statewide about how many classes you run on an annual basis?
On an annual statewide?
Is it 5? Is it 50? Is it 100? Is it a lot?
It's a lot.
Okay.
We're looking at, as far as statewide, we're looking in the thousands.
Wow, that's awesome. So that means if you're having thousands of classes, that's probably tens of thousands of people that are getting reached out to bring them into the sport.
That's correct, Jeff. Most of all our classes, you register through wildohio.gov, your hunter education class. But for like your establishment, if we have a business that is willing to host a hunter's education class, whether it be a business, a church, a school, we will volunteer our services to bring that class to you.
Great.
The only thing that you would have to do would be contact us.
And the funds for this raffle, which is going to be in the thousands of dollars by the time it's all said and done, and thank you to all you people out there who are listening that bought tickets, how do you use that money? What kinds of things does that go to take care of?
Well, what we're looking at doing and one of the reasons for the raffle this year is the state's new R3 program, in which we're participating. And what we're looking at doing is, at this time, we teach our Hunter's Ed class, but we're looking at joining up with the sportsmen's clubs more, or hunting clubs, and so on. And we're looking at, you know, helping these organizations do a hunting first shots. So if you're a youngster or you've never shot, you know, a shotgun before or a rifle before, we're going to assist. We're going to assist you in doing that. As well as one of the things that the state's done is they're setting aside land other than normal hunting lands out of the preserves where we can take, or, you know, a sportsman's club or a hunting club can actually sign up and you can take a new hunter up there to where we can mentor and tutor your first hunt or your first shoot.
What's the best way for a listener to get involved? What website should they go to get the information?
Okay, to get more information about that, I'd have to say wildohio.gov.
Okay, just all one. Run it together, wildohio.gov.
Correct.
Awesome, and then they can click through the different links there and get the information they need to get into
now,
a class.
One of the things with the, you know, we're looking at doing this for hunting. I know of other organizations, you know, there's another organization that's doing this for fishing. And, you know, the state's actually looking at even opening it up for sporting shooters.
Yeah.
I
want to give a plug to the Greene County Fish and Game Club. They just recently awarded our range a nice check to help offset the cost for our youth shooting sports team that we had participate in both the state and the national Scholastic Action Shooting Pistol Program. So combinations of your programs, the National Shooting Sports Foundation, the Buckeye Farms Association, they're all promoting youth getting involved in the shooting sports. Obviously, your organization and our organization have opportunities for adults also, but one of the biggest things is try to pass that heritage on and try to introduce this younger generation to the shooting sports, because for a lot of reasons, right, wrong, or indifferent, they're not doing so. John, you mentioned that there's fewer people participating in hunting. There's a lot of reasons for that, but that's not an excuse for us not to try to cultivate new interest and new membership. Do you see a lot of new blood coming in when they get to your programs and they get excited about it and then they want to continue on?
Yeah, we have mainly young people from age 8 on. We've had people as old as 40 take the class.
That's
but,
still
but
young.
But I think there's something for everybody.
That's still young relative to all of us in this room.
Well, yes, sir.
And in
we're
a lot,
all right.
In a lot of ways, Jeff, we're just like you guys at, you know, Sim Trainer. One of the things that everybody has to take in consideration, you know, you get the enthusiasm, I can go shoot for the first time. We want to make sure that they have the knowledge to do it safely.
Good.
And that when they leave, you know, they leave our class or they leave this program or even, you know, after they leave your shop, that safety stays with them.
They stop
and think.
That's very key. And John hit on that right away when you talk about education. Education in the functional operation and safe handling of the guns, the proper ways to hunt, the obstacles you got to overcome when you're hunting. Safety and education are critical. One last thing I want to talk about, Al, before we go to the break. You have one more drawing. And just let everybody know what the drawing is and go ahead and draw that last ticket before we go to our break.
We actually came up with an extra drawing above and beyond the normal one here that we just got completed. What this one is for is we had a lot of instructors. We had a lot of instructors out there selling tickets. We're drawing a winner out of one of our volunteer instructors to where they get the same choice as the other 10 winners.
And John, the winner is?
The winner is Steve Colson. Steve Colson is from Cincinnati.
Steve Colson. Steve, I'm sure they'll be getting a hold of you.
Too.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Steve, I'm sure they'll be getting a hold of you. If you've been listening on the radio, wait for Al to give you a call. But we're going to go ahead and go to our last break for the hour. And we'll come back. We'll wrap this up. You've been listening to Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hi, this is Larry Hansgen. The holiday season is upon us, and if you want to think about a great gift that you can buy from the comfort of your own home, just go online to MyPillow.com and give the gift of a great night's sleep. That's right. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use the promo code WHIO. You buy one, you get one free. So you can either give two gifts or save one for yourself, and you too can start sleeping better than ever. I know MyPillow has been a life changer for me. For over 3 years, I have been sleeping better than ever, and for 3 years, I have been giving MyPillow as a gift at Christmas. MyPillow, 100% made in the USA, throw it in the washer, throw it in the dryer, comes out looking like new, and here's the best part. MyPillow so believes that you're going to love their product, just like me, that they have extended their money-back guarantee all the way until March 1st. But you're not going to send it back, because I know you and someone you love will love MyPillow.
You put in your time. You paid your dues. Now don't settle for basic Medicare coverage. With CareSource Medicare Advantage, you'll never worry about whether you have all the important benefits you need.
Don't worry.
This is the peace of mind you've been waiting for.
Be happy.
CareSource Medicare Advantage has great features, even comprehensive dental and fitness benefits. And thanks to affordable fixed copays, there are no monthly surprises, and best of all,
don't worry, be happy now.
No worries. Take advantage of hospital, doctor, dental, vision, prescription drug, and hearing coverage in one convenient package. Our comprehensive dental coverage includes dentures, root canals, and crowns.
Don't worry, be happy.
This is so much more than basic Medicare. To learn more, visit caresource.com/Medicare Advantage. Enroll through December 7th.
CareSource is an HMO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in CareSource Advantage, zero premium HMO, CareSource Advantage HMO, and CareSource Advantage Plus HMO. Depends on contract renewal.
Hazard and vigor rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Dayton? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Dayton area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Dayton is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
It's time to get your pumpkin on at Frisch's Big Boy. Come on in for that delicious hometown favorite pumpkin pie you crave. How about our new smooth and creamy pumpkin cheesecake? It's so good. Or maybe you're wanting to dive into that colossal one-of-a-kind taste of our pumpkin spice caramel cake. All of these incredible pumpkin dessert favorites are handmade from scratch with care. Favorites like these can only be found at Frisch's Big Boy. So you better hurry in and get your pumpkin on, because these great pumpkins won't last forever.
Could you retire sooner than you think and with greater financial security? Hello, I'm David Gaylor, president of Tradewinds Financial Group. I'm also the author of Income Allocation. You will learn strategies to create a dependable, sustainable, and predictable income stream for your retirement. You'll also learn critical information about the 2 risks you must manage for a successful retirement. Learn more about these strategies and
give Tradewinds Financial Group a call. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437.
Scattered showers into the early afternoon, but by the time we get into the late afternoon and evening hours, actually starting to see some clearing occur out there. High temperatures today, 52 degrees, and the breeze gradually calming down as the night goes on. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to the show, and I'm going to just spend the last couple minutes. I'm going to give each of our guests here in the studio about 30 seconds just to talk about what they would recommend that our listeners do if they're interested in getting involved in hunting. I'm going to start off with John.
Well, Jeff, first off, I want to thank you and Sim Training for hosting this program. It's a great show. I want to congratulate all the winners, and I want to also thank the many instructors who took time to sell these tickets. I know it's not easy to push tickets, but it's for a worthy cause, and we're looking forward to doing this again next year with even greater success. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I'd like to say to all you people that have never been out there hunting before, give it a try. Go to wildohio.gov, sign up for one of our classes, and let's get out there doing learning how to hunt. Other thing is, for the hunters that are out there right now, here, I know in our listening area, we've had one accident here in the last week, and I saw a picture of another one here, a couple pictures on Facebook, and one of the instructors texted the same pictures to me. When you're out hunting, be safe. Don't, you know, think of what you're doing before you do it. Remember what we taught you in class. Stay safe, hunt safe.
And have fun. Thank you both gentlemen for being here in the studio today. And I want to spend the last couple minutes here reminding our listeners to take advantage of our Thanksgiving Day and Thanksgiving weekend sales. I want to just highlight a few things that are on sale. Right now you can go down to the range. All of our pistol mags are buy one, get one half off. You can get a full set of the Magpul M-Bus flip-up front and rear sights for $79. That's about $50 off the set. You can get our Gun Vault Speed Vaults, the biometric ones, for $250. That's a great deal. Speaking of biometrics, for those of you who want them, we also have the biometric standard security safe. That's the two-tiered safe with biometric access for $359, $40 off a regular. And then one of the hottest things on the sale list are our Howard Light Impact electronic hearing protection, normally $76, on sale right now for $49. That's a great price. I can't believe Mark set it at that price, but he sets prices, and he's the man when it comes to that. One other thing I want to remind our listeners about, we've celebrated over the last several months a probably 6 to 8 months of good product availability and kind of tranquility in the industry. However, as you all well know, that's subject to change with a political breeze, and the political breeze is already starting to blow with some of the language of the current nominees for the House of Representatives talking about how they're going to pursue gun legislation. I'm not going to make any predictions, but I don't want you to get in a position where you say 6 months from now, darn, why didn't I go get what I wanted when I wanted it, when it was available, as opposed to now, now I can't get it and I want it, because that's kind of an uneasy feeling. That's particularly relevant to the black modern sporting rifles. We have in stock the remaining six of our Beyond the Basics Rock River M4 rifles, and it's a great option. We have them on sale right now for $750. You will never see them at that price again. So again, like I said, don't come to me next April and say, hey, can you get them, or can I get them at that price, because that's not how the game works. And you guys know the routine, and I'm just kind of giving you a heads up. So kind of get ahead of the curve, get down to the range. Even before you go to the range, go to the website, look under our flyers tab, see all the flyers that start with the Black Friday flyer and the pre-Black Friday early bird specials, because all those are running at least through the end of the weekend. And then take a real serious hard look at our Training Pass and our Training Pass Plus, because that's going to be the way where some of you are really going to get the most bang for your buck. So I want to encourage you to go to our website at sim-trainer.com and see if there's something we can do to get you where you want to be here in the next couple months. We have already posted the listings for the first quarter of classes for 2019, and I've warned you people all along, Christmas is now less than a month away. Back in January, I said it's going to be on top of us quicker than you know, and here it is, 30 days to go, and you haven't figured out what you're getting me for Christmas. So you better start thinking about that and get out there and shopping around. If you want any good ideas, stop down the range, and I'll be glad to give you some. Anyway, I want to thank all of our loyal listeners. I would encourage you, if you're into hunting, remember hunting season starts this Monday. The early season goes Monday through next Sunday, and then the extended season is on the 15th and 16th. If you haven't already taken the class, get on the website, wildohio.org. See if there's somebody that can get you a class. I'm sorry, wildohio.gov. That's .gov, and see if there's something they can do for you. Thanks for listening today. You've been listening to Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.